The temperature may be dropping, but we're still picking up the pace on Totally Patriots. It's Pumpkin Palooza for Romeo and Ashley as they get into the fall spirit. And coming up on the show, listen in as Jabal Sheard shares his career ambitions on Pat's Chat.
I went to school for law, but that's kind of, I don't think I'm going to go in that direction.
Plus,
Hide and Go Seek was probably my favorite. Played it almost every night, really, growing up.
Get to know this O-lineman when he reveals his silly side on Tilted.
I have selective memory, I think.
And
what's a 4-eye? You tell me, what's a 4-eye?
We'll show you the answer as Gerard Mayo breaks down technique on Totally Playbook.
Everybody stay tuned. It's time for Totally Patriots.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Welcome into Totally Patriots. Here we are at Hanson Farm. Ashley, it's fall.
It's heaven here for me. My whole house is like pumpkin spice, everything. I'm in heaven.
Yeah, what is it with girls and pumpkin everything?
This is info you need to know. The ladies love pumpkin spice everything.
I can get with that. Pumpkin food, I like that. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. This is looking a little bare.
I know.
Bare,
I'm thinking about doing like Garoppolo, Hart Feldman, like, you know, carve. There's got to be a carving station somewhere. We'll figure
pumpkin.
It out.
I like that. I like that. All right. We'll work on that. Meantime, let's get right into the show. It's time for Audible. Let's get to know Jabal Sheard.
Jabal Sheard, defensive end, New England Patriots from Hollywood, Florida. Went to University of Pittsburgh. What I miss most about Florida would definitely be the beaches. You know, it's just relaxing, sun's out, get a nice little tan, and just chilling. Sunday fun day. So I have a 7-year-old son named Jaden. I mean, tons of energy, loves football, loves sports in general. I call him my little mini-me. I think his favorite player would have to definitely be me, but if anybody was close, I would say Gronk, just because he's on Nickelodeon and we watch that show like every Friday.
Alright guys, here we are with a group of students from Silver Lake Regional, which I heard that part is very important. You guys want to help me welcome Jabal Sheard, everybody! Jabal looks like he lifts some weights, everybody.
Hey, when did you start playing football?
I got a late start. You know, I actually started playing my sophomore year of high school, but I was thrown right in the trenches, defensive line. And it was a position I just stuck with and worked as hard as I could to do my best.
Is anyone else curious about these socks like I am, or am I alone here? Is this a thing, or are you just
Swag,
Team America?
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Do you always wear crazy socks? Is this part of your...
I switch it up time to time. I think Logue has the craziest socks. Logan Ryan has the coolest socks on the
team.
His
sock game is
it's
the
sick.
Best.
It's sick.
Yeah.
If you didn't pursue football and you had to choose any other career, what would it be?
Well, I went to school for law, but that's kind of, I don't think I'm going to go in that direction. I think I would have chosen to be a firefighter if I actually didn't play football. Some people always looked up to as I was growing up, firefighters. They did their best. They was always active in the community. Saving lives and just putting your life on the line to help others, I think, is huge.
When you're on the line waiting for the ball to be snapped, what are you feeling?
Depends. Sometimes it depends on the play before. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'm angry at the guy from the play before, so I might just be feeling a lot of rage, like, oh, I'm just going to light him up. Or, you know, sometimes you got to be calm, and it's fourth down, fourth and one. So I'm, like, really just focus on the ball and don't move until the ball move, because I don't want to give him a free first down. You know what I mean? So sometimes you got to calm your nerves and just play the game. I'm just looking for tendencies. Studying all week, getting prepared for the game, looking for any tendencies I picked up on the offensive lineman.
All right, guys, let's give a big round of applause to Jabal Sheard, his beautiful hair. I love that hair. His hair is nice.
We're cruising along on Totally Patriots. Coming up, roses are red, violets are blue. Trey Jackson writes poetry? He tells us all about it on Tilted. And later in the show...
Hurry up. What is that? What is that?
Totally Challenge has the dare you don't want to miss.
I like it. That's all for you. And we could take one more.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from Steelers linebacker Lawrence Timmons to Patriots safety Patrick Chung? Timmons played at Florida State for coach Bobby Bowden, who is the father of Akron coach Terry Bowden. Bowden coached Chargers linebacker Jatavis Brown, who went to the same high school as wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin. Benjamin is on the Panthers with running back Jonathan Stewart, who is teammates at Oregon with Patriots safety Patrick Chung. And that's your 6 Degrees.
All right, guys, in typical Ashley fashion, I have snuck off. Now I'm in the middle of a cornfield. No idea where I am, but let's pray I can get out alive. I've seen enough sci-fi movies to know these things are not safe. Here we go, Trey Jackson. I'm praying you can get out alive. It's time for Tilted.
The last time I laughed really hard probably was last night. Playing around with my little girl once again. She's acting like she's in a pageant, just walking around the house. That's probably the last time I laughed really hard. Something no one knows is I like writing poetry a lot. I was just sitting around one day and just started writing, and ever since then I've been writing, so. I like to keep my poetry on the low. Yeah, not so much. Favorite tradition from college. Besides winning. There it is. I'm always going around, like, saying different quotes from movies, asking people that I'm with what movie is that from. Hide and Go Seek was probably my favorite. Played it almost every night, really, growing up. So many times. I was in between a fence and a tree. That was pretty much my favorite hiding place. But like you had to like climb up under the fence, a wooden fence. I don't like roller coasters. If I could speak another language, I think Creole. Coming from Florida State, it was a lot of people that spoke it, and like just listening to the language always sound cool to me. So, like I would try to pick up on different things. I have selective memory, I think.
You may think that picking out the perfect pumpkin is easy. You know, you just kind of look at it, you grab one. That's not the case, okay? There is technique that goes into it. You gotta. That probably does absolutely nothing, but it looks like I'm doing something important. You got to pick the right one. There's technique to everything we do. And, of course, lots of technique in the game of football. Jerron Mayo is about to break down technique for us right now in Totally Playbook. Doesn't it look like this means something? I don't know. Probably not.
Welcome back again. It's your boy Jerron Mayo. And today we're talking about techniques. You hear these football geeks all the time. Oh, he's in a 3 technique. He's in a 5 technique. It's like, what does this even mean? It's not that hard, and I'm going to break it down for you now. Here we go. So we have a 2 technique, a 4 technique, and a 6 technique. What does that mean? All of these are head-up positions. So when I say head-up, I mean a defensive lineman. If he's in a 2 technique, he's head-up on the offensive guard. If I say a 4 technique, he's head-up on the offensive tackle. And if I say a 6 technique, he's head-up on the tight end. So now we're going to go back to those simple letters we talked about before, right? So now we have a 2-I. So what does a 2-I mean? The I stands for inside shade. I, inside, easy, right? So if I say a 2 technique, that's head up on the guard, as soon as I put an I on that, he's an inside shade of the guard. An outside shade of the guard is now a 3 technique, right? So now we'll say, what's a 4i? You tell me, what's a 4i? Not that hard, right? So what am I gonna do? I'm gonna line up in a 4, and I'm gonna slide 6 inches inside. The I stands for inside. As soon as I say I'm in a 9 technique, I know I'm the widest guy pretty much on the field, talking about the front 7. And when I say front 7, I'm talking about defensive linemen and linebackers.
There's plenty of action left on Totally Patriots. Still to come, watch as the king of sacks becomes the king of pop. Jabal Sheard busts a move in Totally Challenge.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Calories are what we eat, and calories have energy. I'm burning calories just standing here. But obviously, if I move more, I'm going to burn more. Take this donut, for example. It's about 200 calories. In order to burn that off, you'd have to run 2 miles. I'm not saying don't eat the donut, but I am saying that you should put in the time and effort to be able to burn it off. It all comes down to everything in moderation.
Well, you remember last weekend we taught you all about mass. We used a pumpkin to give you the example. This weekend it's all about center of mass. The heavier, the more dense something is in the center, the harder it is to move or roll like this pumpkin. It's kind of like linemen. You notice sometimes they get down real down low. Their center is low. It's harder to move them. That's what it's all about this weekend. Time for a little science. Let's check in with Professor Fritz and how they do that.
Professor Fritz.
Hey, welcome back. As we mentioned last week, mass is the amount of matter that makes up an object. And because it remains constant regardless of its location, we're going to use that value going forward. But today, we're moving on to the center of mass. No, not Worcester. This is the part of the object where the mass is most concentrated. Try it out. Stand with your feet shoulder width apart. Your center of mass is the center of your body, right around your belly button. When you stand on one foot, feel how your body shifts to create new balance. A new center of mass is over your foot. Why is this important? Because the greater the center of mass, the harder it is to move an object. You can see it when you try to open a door in a hinge. The closer to the hinge you push, the harder it is to open the door. Now, as you move out, the easier it is to swing it open and the less force you need to complete this action. We can apply that same concept to football. Why do you think you see so many large offensive linemen? Look how they position themselves at the line. Getting down in a low stance, they are concentrating their mass, creating a bigger obstacle to overcome. We'll keep this concept in mind as our calculations get more complex. But for now, remember, the greater the center of mass, the more force needed to move it. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Can't find Ashley anywhere. I'm thinking she's got to be in this corn maze. The sign freaks me out a little bit. Not scared to admit it, not embarrassed. I am completely scared of these corn mazes. I've been in one at night, and it like took me till last week to get up. A little scared of them. This does not look easy. It's going to be a challenge. Let's talk about challenges for a minute. Wait till you see what we got up for Jabal Sheard. I'm going to just do it. Ashley!
It's time now for Totally Challenge. Here's your host, Ashley.
All right, let's really test tough guy Jabal Sheard. See what he's made of. It's time for my favorite part of the show, Truth or Challenge. Here we go, Tyler, kick it off.
Truth or Challenge.
Let's kick it off with a challenge.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I love props.
Walk across the floor.
No, moonwalk.
Moonwalk across the floor.
All right, you go first. You definitely go first.
Right over there.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, check him out. Check
you
him out.
You look just like
Michael
Jackson. There it
is. Oh. All right. You sick? I don't know if I can do better than that, but we'll see. How you move?
Oh! Just a quick free step. Here we go. Truth or challenge?
After that one, I'm about to go truth.
What did you look like in sixth grade?
They don't have that picture.
Hair was not as pretty.
They don't have that picture, right?
I don't know. I hope we get a hold of it.
We gotta pull it off. Huh?
We gotta see it.
Nah, I don't think I have it. I think I looked at cool, you know what I mean? Cool kid in school. As long as they don't have the picture, I think I was a cool kid in school.
Okay.
I was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're lying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, truth or challenge?
Challenge.
Hey! Oh!
This is, you got me, dude. I didn't see it coming. Give us your best impression of a teammate.
Do we need the ball?
I mean, yeah, I guess you need the ball.
You go first, let's see what you got.
There you go. All right, I'm gonna have to go with Tom Brady's when he goes for a long snap and he's, he goes for a long hike on him.
I don't need the ball for this one, but if you was watching Sunday, I think that finishing first down like this is pretty good by TV.
So there's a little rumor going around. I think you should challenge the kids, and I think you should open up what's in your challenge. Open it up. We're all sweating.
Crickets, come on.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Oh! What is that? What is it?
I don't know. Eat a mealworm.
Eat a mealworm.
I like it. That's all for you. And we could take one more. Who wants to join? Somebody take my place.
Five of you go. Who wants to come up?
Okay, Matt.
Okay, Matt.
Can I?
Kyle.
And all three of you have eaten one.
Oh,
and I think you should try one.
If you have one, maybe.
Don't do that. Oh, no. Come on. You're going to do one. Come on.
Here, give me one. I'm going to pass one to the ball.
All right, but you got to eat one yourself, too. You can't be alone.
Make sure you get yours.
Oh, God, prove it. There you go.
Oh, all right, somebody take
one. Make sure she gets her.
They don't pay me enough for this. Everybody in the front row got
it. I like it.
Come on, Becca.
Let's do it.
You got a nice meal. Danielle has one.
Take a worm and pass.
Danielle, where's that worm?
All right, guys. Let's do a little cheers. Yeah. Cheers to everyone.
All right, here we go.
And a three, two, one. You didn't need it. Did it good?
What's
it wasn't that bad. Here we go. All right, guys. Give us a ball and the worms around.
Folks, players, song of the week.
I'm Ryan Allen, and the song of the week is Closer by Chainsmokers and Halsey. I'm very into the kind of vibe and the whole melody of songs, and it's got a great beat, so it gets me very excited for the game.
I'm Shaq Mason, and my first job when I was 16 years old was a Pop Warner referee. What I liked about being a referee was, you know, just being around, you know, little kids and being around football. I threw a lot of flags, so that was a good thing, too. Good feeling. Got a lot of flags thrown on me throughout my career, so thought I'd give back a little bit. Worst thing I've heard from a parent is one time I threw a flag on a kid, and a parent yelled, they were like, I don't know how you're so good at football and you, because you clearly don't know what's going on. And that was my first job.
There you are. I've been looking for you. Naturally, you're up on a tractor.
A jean shirt and a tractor? Come on. This is Instagram magic. Get up here.
Yeah, it looks too cool. I got to climb up on it, too. Hey, I like it.
This is it.
We have no idea what we're doing.
None.
But we kind of look the part.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Let's not press anything.
Yeah, don't touch anything. All right, fair enough. Hey, Ashley, after last week's win, the big game, we got reason to celebrate. That was awesome.
Gronk's little...
You like that
I did.
There?
I love that. I don't know if I quite did it well enough.
Yeah, that was close. That was close. We got it. Let's check in with some of the cheerleaders from Medway High. Time to show us your celly. Anybody got the keys?
Pushing my John Deere.
Pretty good dance moves right there. Ashley, this is your week. Time to show us your celly.
Wish it was, but I'm tractoring. I've got some work to do. I'm going to go
tractoring.
Clean some hay up or something.
Yeah, what are you even going to do
Whatever with it? Whatever this John Deere machine does, that's what I'm doing.
It looks impressive. So, all right, you go on and do that.
I'm off to the turkeys.
You guys have a great rest of your weekend. We're going to leave you with some highlights from our big win against the Bengals. I'm getting off this thing off. Before you start to move.
This is
going to
be dangerous. And we're off.
Fourth and goal to go. Give to Bernard. Runs left. Yeah. Didn't get there. He stopped well short. A wall of defenders.
Attaboy,
gets the Bengals out of the end zone. Firing for Gronkowski. Low throw at the goal line. He caught it. Touchdown, Patriots.
What a catch by the tight end.
Brady's first home touchdown. Utter mismatch.
Throws it to White. Makes the catch at the 10. To the 5. To the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Bang, bang. Just like that. And you're back in this game.
Late blitzer coming. Hightower. Has him in the end zone. Throws him down for a safety.
And it gets the crowd jumping at Gillette.
Down the middle, now firing, right side for Kronk, open up the right side of the 30. Gronkowski takes it to the 15.